So holding here, we put the Eitzas Emes Ve'emuna, letter Mem Ches. Says Tal Yoser, it's better Laha'amin to believe Afilu B'shtusim U'shkarim. It's better to believe stupidity and lies. It's better to be gullible. K'dei Laha'amin Gam B'ha'emes. If you're a gullible person, so you believe stories people tell you, but at least you also believe the truth. So it's better to be gullible and always believe everything and believe the truth. Better than denying everything. You could deny all the stupidity, the lies. Through this, everything becomes a joke and a mockery. The credit that is going to deny Gam Ha'emes, also the truth. Which means it's good to be gullible. If by being gullible you also believe the truth, it's good to believe everything. At least you believe in Hashem. It's better to do that than not to believe in anything. Some people, they're, oh, I know better, they don't believe in anything. It's better to be gullible and believe in the truth than not to believe in anything. Memtes. Shleim is that what's complete emuna? Rak shehamin ba'Hashem yisparach. You believe in Hashem, believe shum chachma klal without any chachmas. Right, you're not working with your chachmas, with your intellect, not because I don't understand anything. Ubelishim oitzim weapons, without a sign, without some type of innate miracle occurring. Ubelishim chakirikla, without looking into it. Rak bepshitas ubetzmimos, just with simplicity. I believe in Hashem with simplicity, not because I understand it, because I read books and it makes sense to me and I went to classes on it. It's very nice that a person needs to come to emuna. It's not emuna shleima, right? Emuna shleima is I believe in Hashem. Because I believe he's in charge, because I believe, not because I have reasons why I should believe in him. Rak b'pshitus u'tmimus, just with simplicity. Come on, Shah Nashu, like woman, you have a woman who believes in Hashem, a simple woman, I guess in those days, that they believe in Hashem simply, not because they're smart and they read books and they read philosophy and they decided that Hashem has to be true. They believe in Hashem with simplicity because Hashem's in charge, Hashem runs the world. It's like the many people, the simple truth in life, they believe in Hashem, not because they're smart, not because they went to all different things, simply because they believe in Hashem, they trust Hashem is running everything. That's complete emuna. Baruch Hashem. So we're learning the Shmiras Halash and Shire third parak. Brings that from Avos, Isa. The third parak of the sixth Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says the following. Kol makabel olav al tar. Whoever accepts on himself the yoke of Tyra, ma'avir mimenu al derech eretz. Right? They take away the Omalchus and the al derech eretz. Which means, if someone accepts on himself the yoke of Tyra, it doesn't just mean he learns Tyra. He said, I'm going to learn thick and thin. I'm just going to learn when it's easy. When it's not easy, I'm not going to learn. Accepting the yoke of Torah, what does that mean? To accept the yoke of heaven means, I'm going to do whatever the situation is. Right? What's a yoke? A yoke is the piece on the back of the animal, which means that when he wants to pick his head up, he can. Right? If he wants to keep his head down, it's fine. What about when he decides to pick his head up? He can't pick his head up. He has this yoke on his neck. So if we accept the Torah like a yoke, that if it's good for me, I'm going to do it. Even if it's not good for me, even if it's hard for me, I'm also going to keep on trying to learn the Torah and keep the Torah, even when it's not going easy for me, even when I don't understand it, even when it's hot, even when, for whatever reason, I'm not in the mood today, it's not working out for me today. If you accept in yourself the yoke of Torah, they take away from you the yoke of Derech Eretz, meaning the yoke of going to run after money, and the yoke of different things breaking in your house. You have to spend 2.5 days fixing, and a day and a half in the mechanic. So if you accept the old Torah, see, even though we deserve to be punished, we deserve that we should be waiting in the mechanic in the heat for 2 days. And we believe that our garbage bag, the whole bottom should rip open, our garbage should go all over the place on the steps, you have to clean it up. Right. If you recover Al Tyra, then they take away all these things, we take away all these problems, all these issues. And even things that are broken, you can start working again. Someone told me, Arik told me, something broke, his washing machine broke. Whatever he's down, he's going to learn, he's doing this stuff, it's a shaman, started working again. It doesn't have to stay broken. Or it broke, and then a guy told me, all of a sudden, next day, he got a delivery. He didn't know someone found out his washing machine broke. The next day, the guy asked him to sign. He's like, hey, we brought you a new washing machine. Just sign your name. So if a Kabbalah altar, if a Kabbalah to come close to Hashem, then it take away from you all the problems, all this, all that, all the different problems. So you're already learning Torah, you're already getting your kapara. If you have to have a certain amount of work, you have to work hard, right? So either you get it forced on you, or you say, you know, I'm accepting, I'm going to do it to serve Hashem. So you already got your pain and suffering. You did it for the good reason. You're also going to get rewarded for learning Torah. So we don't have to give you all kinds of different problems in this world. Like the Gemara Tanit Be'Eliyahu, like we again from the Sefer from Eliyahu Navi says, "La Olam Yasam Adam Asfal Tiber Torah." The Parish also plays a kishar. You make stuff like an ox, La'ol, and you should be willing to put yourself like make yourself like an ox that we should be able to put a yoke on you. The Chachamar make yourself like a donkey, La'Master. We should put a package on you. And then what happens for us? Afil Ivayal Love Kvar Ol Malchus Fal Tiber. If you already have the kingdoms going against you, the government going after you, and all kinds of problems, even if they already have them, Ma'aviru will take them away from you. If you already have problems, you sit and start to learn Torah, they'll take away these problems. Hashem will make you shouldn't even get them for the first place. So, we see that it's worth it to learn Torah, even though it's hard sometimes, and it's hot, and it's we don't understand, and we're going to put it in, it's hard for us to sit and learn so long, it's hot, it's in the summer. If you learn Torah anyways, they'll take away from all your other problems. So on the other hand, if we're lazy sometimes, say, oh, you want to be lazy, we'll show you what it means to work. Then you have all types of issues. But Hashem should help us accept the yoke of Torah, and they'll take away all the other problems from us.
Amen.
That's fine. Now, let's try to learn some Torah. We'll call it the old Torah.
Nathan from Argentina, from Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. He's learning with your chavrusa, Nathan.
Yeah.
His son is getting married.
His son is getting married.
That's good, Baruch Hashem.
Yeshua.
Baruch Hashem is very big. His son is getting married. So you tell us the information. Fine. That's the Hashem. Baruch Hashem, fine. We're going to start now from Hey Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Afen, the Kaddish Rebbe Mazake. About halfway in the middle of the page, we did this, we'll just try to get back into it. Hashem's help. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Af mitakonas, Rabbi Yochanan Zakai, Ve'ela. Even from the Dakana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakai and on, Beitza Asura, the egg is still Asur. Meaning what? Even though Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that even if the Edom come, the witnesses come on the first day of Yom Tov, we'll accept them. Which means that makes there's only one day which is really Yom Tov. If the Edom come on the first day, it's the first day, right? If they don't come on the first day, we'll also keep the second day Rosh Hashanah. Which means how many days Rosh Hashanah really are there?
One.
Sometimes we'll keep two because on the first day we didn't know when Rosh Hashanah is, today or tomorrow. It came out, it's going to be the second day. So the next day was really Rosh Hashanah. So that means, since there's one day Rosh Hashanah, it means Kedusha Achas, right? Since it's Kedusha Achas. So therefore, an egg born on one day is Mutter on the next day, Mimonashach, right? Even if it's born on the first day. By the time you come to the second day Rosh Hashanah, it's Mutter. Why? Because that means the first day Rosh Hashanah was really Chol, was really weak day. Good. So we're saying,
what if it was the opposite?
What do you mean?
The first day was Rosh Hashanah, the second day was Chol. You would think it'd be permitted, but did they make a Dakana, the Dakana sticks to You won't be allowed to have it on the second because there are because it is a suffix each year and it switches back and forth. Is it? Would it be if it was born on the first day? Wouldn't it technically be available the second day?
Would it make such a kind? It's interesting. Would it make such a kind? Like they're saying that maybe we should get confused between the years. If this year, it's a good question. We might we didn't make such a takana. If this year, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael now. Eretz
Yisrael is born on the first day.
It's born on the first day. And is there a second? So now, is there
only one day of Rosh Hashanah?
So that for sure, then tomorrow is weekday.
Tomorrow would be permitted.
For sure, tomorrow is permitted. But what about when the second day is Yom Tov? Which means it's 2 days Yom Tov, right?
No, it wouldn't.
What's that? It's 2 days Yom Tov.
Right.
Which means really the first day was what? If the second day is Yom Tov, there's really only one day Yom Tov. There's one day Yom Tov. Fine, it's first, it's also, therefore it's Mutter. So it should be Mutter, technically, right? That's what Rabbah told us. Kadar means it's still it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Because since all the years until now, when you were before the Kadar of Yechim and Zaki, it was Aser. Because until now, it was really both days were Yom Tov, right? And therefore, there were 2 days Yom Tov. And therefore, it's Aser on both days, the egg. Even now, once it's Aser, it's always Aser. The egg is Aser. Good? So it says, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Afmi the Kadar of Yechim and Zaki. Even after the Takana Rechem and Zaka Ve'ilach and On, which technically speaking there's only one day of Rosh Hashanah, so therefore it was burned on the first day, it should be Mutter on the second day of this egg. Still, Beitza Asura. Still, the egg is Asur. My time, but what's the reason? Why is the egg Asur? Have a Davar Shem and Minyan. Because it was something that originally was made with a group of the Medech HaChamim. The Chol Davar Shem and Minyan, and any halacha that was made originally with a group of Medech HaChamim. Sarach minyan acher lahatirah. We need another minyan of Talmid Chachamim to permit it. Meaning like this: the actual takana of Yechem and Zakai, right? We used to have a rule: we don't accept Aden on the first day after Mincha, right? So that halacha itself of Yechem and Zakai dismantled, right? And that takana, he with his best news, the Sanhedrin, dismantled halacha. So from now on, we accept on the whole day. However, what about the halacha about the egg? What happened? Originally, what was the halacha about the egg? This egg is usr. So that halacha was never dismantled. So even though the takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakai was dismantled, which means Rabbi Yechim and Zakai dismantled the original decree, the original takana was we don't accept Edom after Mincha. Right? Rabbi Yechim and Zakai dismantled that with his best things, and we do accept it. Correct? However, the halacha about the egg, they never took off. Right? Original halacha was the egg that's born on the first day is usher on the next day. That halacha remained. We never took that halacha off. So there comes Rabbi Yehuda and says that halacha remains. Correct?
Well, if the status of the egg was a function of when they accepted the witnesses for the
good question.
Then they're just hand in hand. Whatever the status of that is, the egg is going to have
good.
That, you know.
Good. So, Fred is asking a good question. He's saying, why was the egg usher? It's because you told me you don't accept the Edom on the first day. So you're giving me 2 days of Yom Tov, right? So since there's 2 days Yom Tov, you can't say 1 day was Chol, so the egg is Mutter. You can't say you're a Manashah, correct? So if so, the whole halach of the egg is only an offshoot of the Takana. So once you dismantle the Takana, automatically the egg should be Mutter, right? So that's what Gemara is saying is not true. I was saying that even if your reason for your takana disappears, if I didn't dismantle that point, that halacha, it remains.
Was the egg also
So that's the what I was going to talk about on Amud Beis. That's about going to be a biased question on Amud Beis. Good. So that's a new question. Was the egg ever with the minyan? So the Gemara is now assuming yes. The Gemara is now assuming that the egg also was yes, and the Gemara is going to explain later, was yes part of the original gathering. Originally the gathered, I guess the egg was a very important thing to talk about, but the thing. Important topic. He said, first of all, we don't accept Edom after Mincha, which means it's 2 days Yom Tov, which means an egg born on the first day will still be usher on the second day. That's what they enact. So Abayah is going to say, yes, they enactable. Now, comes in where it says, even though we dismantled the whole original Takana and the reason, but since we never dismantled this halacha, the egg still remains usher. Since we didn't specifically give you a heter on the egg. That's what Gemara said. Good? That's going to be the proof that Gemara is bringing later. Even if your reason why this thing is usher disappears, the thing stays usher.
So this takana that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had, that was also by minyan. I was assuming that was not by minyan.
No, that was by minyan, because the Gemara's question is only on the egg. That was, he came with his Sanhedrin. He came with Rabbi Yochanan, because they say over here on the Gemara, I wouldn't know, just they tell me over here. They say he came with his minyan. And he for sure said from, that was his takana. He was the head of Sanhedrin. So they dismantled the first. So from now on, we accept Edom after minyan. But for some reason, they were very busy and they didn't talk about the egg. The original meeting, they talked very important. They talked about the hard-boiled egg. You need to eat on the second yom tov, your eggs. You need to get eggs. You need to eat with your onions. But then, the next time, maybe they, for whatever reason, they didn't speak about the egg. They only spoke about the Edom. So now, therefore, it's still going to be Aser. That's all. Therefore, it still remains Aser. The egg is still going to remain Aser. That's Rabbi Yisus. So Rabbi told me, since there's no Takana, the egg is Mutter. Come, Rabbi says, no, we never gave you a heter on the egg, so your Isra on the egg remains. Good? Is that good, Chaya? Since we never gave you a heter on your egg, your heter on your egg stays, the Isra stays on your egg. That's Rabbi Yisus. Rabbi Yisus, I'm going to say, Rabbi Yisus, I'm going to say, Rabbi Yisus, I'm going to say, the chadar shemini tzarech minyan achel atir, you need another minyan to be matter. Now, let's see Rashi. Have a dover shemini. 8 lines down for the wide lines. Have a dover shemini. Beitzazu, the aseres, the kibbutz chachamim, with the kibbutz. This egg was aser, with the kibbutz chachamim, with the gathering of Rabbanim, Shenimnu, that they gathered the Gomer and they came out and they concluded, they decided, La Asaisa to make them Shnei Yamim Kedusha Achas. 2 days and it's one Kedusha. I mean, they're definitely making both days Rosh Hashanah and we're getting it, and therefore we give it a status of Kedusha Achas like we learned the whole time.
So this is saying that the egg was not by minyan, just the 2 day, 1 day was by
minyan. No, we're saying this egg. Oh, so it has to be from the Gemara's context. You understand that's really what this means. Oh, so Rashi is saying this egg was usher at the time when they gathered to make it 1 day kedusha. That's what Rashi is saying. This egg was usher when they gathered and to make it 2 kedushas, 2 days yom kedusha, 1 kedusha. This egg also was usher. That's what Rashi means. I read it again. Basically, this egg became usher. Bekibas in the gathering of the Chachamim. Shenimnu government, right, saying when they decided and they concluded to make a 2 days Kedusha Achas. Im lo bo edim l'fnei ha-mincha. The edim don't come before mincha. They also, Rashi explained, they also made this egg usher at the same time.
So I'm reading this by saying the egg was made usher with the gathering of the Chachamim that they by minyan, they made it one long Kedusha.
Okay, but then what's the Gemara's question? Then according to
I'm
the
just saying, I
so you're saying Rashi
saying it doesn't seem to be saying that they had a special minyan on the egg.
Okay, I see in Rashi it doesn't sound so good, but that is what Rabbi Yisuf is saying. I mean, if you look at the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yisuf is saying. If you read the Gemara, Rabbi Yisuf is talking only about the egg. Right, what did Rabbi Yisuf say? Rabbi Yisuf Amar, Abdi Nazareel was Akva Elah, Beitza Asur, the egg itself is Asur, why? My time.
So I can hear that by saying, since my original thinking about this, that the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not made by minyan, he just did it himself. And since in the original takana of no witnesses after mincha was made, but the rabbanan made a takana and said, and since it just named his name, I'm assuming he needs another vote by the.
But we see we let it go. I mean, but for some reason, the Gemara is not focused. The Gemara is only focusing on the egg. But the Gemara should focus on a bigger problem. The Gemara should say, how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make it 1 day Yom Tov? You need another minion. I mean, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never had a new minion. The Gemara should ask Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself, why are you going on to the egg? Go straight. Go to step one. How could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say he can accept it from Mincha and on? He needs a minion. That's a bigger question.
To answer by saying the original takana was because the Levim were getting messed up with the Shir Hayom.
Okay, good. But the point is,
and now that's not germane anymore.
But that is the whole Gemara saying. Even if the reason for the takana doesn't apply anymore, the takana sticks until you have another minion to dismantle.
Right. No,
but you still need it. The Gemara should ask on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself. Then why are we not asking Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself? Why are you just jumping to the egg? ask straight. Ask Rabbi Yechav Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechav Ben Zakkai, L'chaira, you should be, how can you change the takana? You need a minion. How can you change the takana? You need a minion to change your takana. See, the Gemara didn't ask him. The Gemara is understanding he did it. He was ahead of Sanhedrin. He for sure had the power. He did it. He changed that takana. Meaning, when the Gemara is already saying he made a takana, and on. I mean, he definitely made a takana with a group. I mean, there's something called takana Rabbi Yechav Ben Zakkai. He made a new takana. With takana, original takana, you don't accept edim after mincha. Takana B of Rabbi Yechav Ben Zakkai, obviously he made a it's called a takana. It wasn't his own thing. He sat with best. He made a takana to dismantle the original takana. So for some reason, we're only asking the egg. The egg was never dismantled. That's it's true. In Rashi, it's not so clear. You're right. In Rashi, I see what you're saying. In Rashi, it's not so clear. Fine, so where were we in the middle of this Rashi? And whoever does 2 days Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Machvas Kain Asu, they did it because of this. Maybe the Eidim would not come. Maybe, so even in Chutz La'aretz, when you did 2 days, you did it because maybe the Eidim are not going to come before Mincha. That was original. Rashi going back to explain to us the original before Rabbi Yechav Ben Zakkai came along. In the original state, you would keep 2 days because you wouldn't know. Maybe the Eidim will not come before Mincha. And therefore, you would have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara is saying, you still cannot eat the egg because the egg remains usher. Why? Because since the Takana was originally made with a minion, you need a new minion to be matur. Sunny Tzarech Minyan Acher. Sheyimnu Lecha V'yathiru to make it mutter. Good? Now we ask Fred your question. Come on, Parchina, later on we're going to ask, Beitza mi Isra v'minyan? Did we ever make the egg usher in a minyan? Well, isn't it? They did not gather, Ella only, al Kabbalah Seidus. They only gathered on the topic originally of saying, we no longer accept Eidim from Mincha and on. Correct? They never talked about the egg. Ubahu and this, Chazer by Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan retracted, V'yitiru, and he made it mutter. So therefore, the egg should also be mutter.
Right.
So that's really the one who's going to ask that question. Why is going to ask that question on the next page? Fine. Kalim Warren says, where in the world do we get this rule from? Where do we get this rule that if the original takana was made with a minion, you have to take it away with the minion? Now, why do you need to prove it? It seems logical, no? Wasn't why I say we know Amina Law. It's pretty logical, no? You have a bunch of rabbis that make it. You got to make the same thing to break it. Why is this asking more than that? Mina Amina Law. Let's see, Rashi, Mina Amina Law. From where do I know this? The whole da'avar that anything, everything, the hane'es tar minyan, which came usher in the minyan, tzarech minyan acher la'atir, you need a new minyan to make it mutter. And what's the punchline? The afilu ira davar, and even if something happened, sha'ata yachol laharus, that you could teach by hetter, you could teach it a hetter, you could make it mutter, but why more I'd say, ein takonas minyan harishan, the takana of the original group, it's not going to stand kihacha like this, like now, like over here. Which means it's the original reason that no longer applies, just like over here.
I'm grabbing this first, because you should don't apply logic to this. Just because the Midrash is destroyed, logically you think that the Takana is destroyed.
Oh.
That's not the case.
So that commentary says, how do you know it doesn't work like that? Good. That's the worst question. How do you know it doesn't work? Exactly. Perfect. Right? You would think logically, if the whole reason you made Takana is no longer existing, right? So then, I would think it's obvious it falls away. Who told you need to break it again? If the reason why the takana is no longer here, why they made the takana, maybe it's automatically off. Who said you need another meaning to break the takana? The takana was made in a certain situation. That scenario is gone. So there's no more takana. Where do you learn from? You have to need, even though there's no scenario anymore, you need a whole new rabbana to uproot it. Where do you get that from? The afilu hachi usher, even so, it's still usher achi atiru b'feirush until they make it mutter, permit it explicitly. The kibbutz chalam and the gathering chalam. Why do you need that? The reason why the mitzvah takana is gone. There should be no more takana. Why do you need another minyan to uproot it? That's the Gemara's question. Good. Because just to ask, if you made it with a minyan, why do you need to break it? Because it was made with a minyan. Why do you need to break it with a minyan? Here we're asking, even when the reason why the original takana was made is gone, so it should automatically be off the takana. Why do you need a mini to break it. Good? Good. Let's see the... It's fine. So it comes in where it says, the chsiv, like it said, because it was put right in the Torah, Lech Amar Lahem. Go and speak, tell them. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, after Har Sinai, he told them, Shuvu lechem l'alechem. Go back to, he told them to go back to your tents. So we're going to see the Gemara soon is going to explain what these psukim are all about. How we see from here that you need a minion. If it was made with a minion, you need a minion to break it. Va'im, right, also says, at the end of the stretch of the blow, of the shofar blast, they are allowed to go up on the mountain. Again, it's referring to Har Sinai, that they are allowed to go up on the mountain because the Shechina has left. Well, let's see what these psukim, how we see this concept for these psukim. Also, comes where it brings a Mishnah. Utnan, and we learned that the Mishnah Karim Revai, right? They switched to Utnan because the Mishnah Karim Revai. Let's say you have the fourth year, the produce of the fourth year of the vineyard. We know the first 3 years are Arla. You're forbidden to have any pleasure from the first 3 years the tree is grown in the vineyard. The fourth year is called Revai, like Revi, right? Or there's something called Netar Revai, can be also on other plants. So Karim Revai, what's that halacha? It has equal status to Meister Shein. What do you do with Meister Shein in your bathroom? Bring it to Shalai. Right? Well, we know Meister Shein is to bring it to Shalai. Correct? You know that? Meister Shein is to bring it to Shalai. However, there's also another rule. Let's say you're in your... Oh, let's say I have a lot of food, a truckload of food. It's going to spoil. Do I have to bring my food to Shalai? No. If I'm not in your Shalai, I can redeem them. Sell my fruits for $10,000. When I get to Yerushalayim, we other regular, buy $10,000 worth of fruits, eat them, give them out, do whatever I want with them, so you can redeem. However, if you live in Yerushalayim, even if you have tons of stuff, you're not going to start redeeming and buying, you can't do that.
Why don't we just make called Meister? Because with Meister, it's from being able to see Yerushalayim. The point.
That's a good question, that's a different halach. Because Meister Sheni, why are you redeeming? The whole reason why you're redeeming is because it's too far for you. It's not like a game. You have fruits, so eat them in your shalayim. Why are you redeeming them? Because you want to have fruits for later?
No, but it's not a day's ride with Meister Sheni. It's when you see...
Here, it's in your shalayim. The Chacham made a chumra, we're speaking in a second, of a day's ride. Oh, these are in your shalayim. Don't redeem it and buy a new one and sell it and buy it. Good. So good. The halacha is in your shalayim. If you're in your shalayim, we don't let you redeem it. Because the Pasuk said, only if you're outside your shalayim, you can redeem it. It says, b'sharecha, fine. If you're too far from your gates, then the Pasuk says you're allowed to redeem it. If you're in your gates, we learn, you could no longer redeem it. Good? The same thing applies for Revai. And Revai also, produce for the fourth year, if you're in your Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem it. Right? What are you redeeming for? Just eat it here, give it out, eat it, Yerushalayim. Kaz HaChacham made a Chumrah. Even if you live within one day's walk of Yerushalayim, or travel from Yerushalayim, also you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to redeem your Revai. Correct? So Chumra. With the right to, for the third, it's only if you're in your shalim, you can't redeem. They said also you're not allowed to redeem if you're in one day's walk. Good? Why did Chacham do that? Because they wanted it to be a lot of fruit in your shalim. When the people are being either regular, they want it to be a lot of fruit in your shalim. So, they're discussing exactly why they wanted to bring the fruits to your shalim. One shot was because they needed... They wanted to drop the prices. Imagine other regular, thousands of people coming to Yerushalayim. Every guy owns a fruit store, hike up the prices, supply and demand. There's not enough for everybody to have fruits, right? And the price will be very, very expensive to buy fruits. You want to buy fruits over being other regular, it's going to be very expensive. So, if you live within one day's walk in all four directions, you also have to bring your fruit to Yerushalayim. So now you have a lot of surplus of fruit to Yerushalayim, so the prices won't be out of control. The prices.
That was for Meister Shein, you think, also?
No, it was special for Revai. It wasn't
only
Karim Revai. I don't know why they didn't do Meister Shein. It's a good question. But Meister just for Karim Revai, they made Takana. That. Could be Meister Shein is too much stuff to be Mechayiv them so much. Oh, so Rajay, if you hold of Netar Revai, you hold whenever the Mishnah says Netar Revai, it really means Netar Revai. That's the bottom line of Rashi. That's a Rashi holds of Warren Brachas. The Warren Brachas brings down because nobody like Gemara is on. To all whatever it's called goes to Netar, whatever it goes into Netar, yeah. Yeah, that's Rashi brings down the bottom line. That's Rashi she says. Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi where Baruchas says that Machlokes they had to be Gerus, Netar by Karim by. Rashi said that Machlokes applies to every Mishnah. It wasn't only that Mishnah. Every Mishnah, there's going to be a question, right? What about the fourth year? At this year, you have to keep the fourth year to bring it to Shalayim. was a sheet that to bring all plants, it's on this halacha also, this gzera was also would be on that terabyte. However, the Arshi is interesting, this only kind. There's another reason also, Pshat, why Chazal made the sakana was specifically, if you learn the Mishnah, there was karabai, was because they needed a lot of grapes in Yerushalayim. You know why? Every time you bring a carbon, you need to bring Nesachim, you need wine. So you need to have tons of wine in Yerushalayim. And there's going to be a shortage of wine for Nesachim. Therefore, even if you live within one day's walk, we also want you to bring your wine to Yerushalayim. We'll use it for the Nesachim. It happens to be a Revive one, but it's fine. You're allowed to enjoy it in Yerushalayim. So you'll use it for your Nesachim, for your libations. Also, an interesting Pshat. That you'll use it. If it's Karim Revive, then it makes sense that Pshat that's going on the Karim, specifically on your vineyard, then you'll have a lot of wine for Nesachim. Actually, that comes from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that's Pshat. The Gemara Yerushalmi says the reason why they made this Takana was so you should have enough wine for the Nesachim. That's Pshat and the Takana. But either way, what was this Takana?
Sounds like just
Karim. Okay, the Yerushalmi is being guarded as Karim, but the Bishop of Shore says Karim. But the Yerushalmi says that it's what's called, that's always Nahon. The Yerushalmi is calling Karim. Right, it doesn't. Correct. Fine. But either way, what are we trying to say here? So the Takana, we want you to bring fruits to Yerushalayim, we want to beautify Yerushalayim with fruits, we want to drop the prices, we want to have one for the Nesachim. Fine. So now, in the Takana, you have to, when the Beis HaMikdash is around, you have to bring your fruits of Revai to Yerushalayim. After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, right, and the Goyim took over, we have no reason to keep this Gzeira anymore, technically. Correct? So really, the whole reason was that there should be fruits when everybody comes to the other regal for the Nesachim. No Beis HaMikdash. The whole reason that the Takana is gone, technically you would think, the reason for the Takana is gone, the halakha, the Takana is off automatically, right? That's right. If the reason for the Takana is gone, but we see the ring was still, the Chacham had to gather to dismantle the Takana and tell you, if you're within one day of Revai, you no longer have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So the fact that the dismantle, even though the reason for the Takana was gone, since the Takana was made, the halakha was they had to bring it to Yerushalayim, until we dismantle that halacha alone, you're still going to have to keep to bring it to here. So we see this concept that you have to, if you made, a mini made the halacha, even if the reason why they made the takana is gone, you need a mini to dismantle this takana. That's what we see from here. Good? Fine, so let's see it inside now. So a lot of gears have changed. I don't know, they have from the good of the original prints. I don't know why this printer was a little drunk when he was printing, maybe. I don't know. He's like, I don't know. No, it was hard. They were printing every letter. He like confused the whole thing. No, I know he's drunk. Like he was, I don't know why he was. I shouldn't say he's drunk, but something happened. Something has wrong with this printer. I don't know. Fine. So let's see, because they had the print for the Gilead. They bring all the text from the original Gemara. They have original text. They say it the right way. Yeah. Our Gemara, for some reason, our Gemara is usually pretty accurate with all the shots, but this is like fine. Fine. Tanya. What is us? So let's see the Gemara. Or it's really Tznan. Karam Revai, Haya Oilu Yerushalayim. If you have from Karam Revai, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Mahalach Yoim Echad, if you were in the walking the distance of one day, L'chol Tzad in every direction. Vizui Tchum, this is the boundary of a one day's direction, of one day's walking. Eilat Min Ha Dorim, right? Eilat, we know, is not in the north, Eilat's in the south. So it's Eilat min ha-Darim, right? Eilat from the Darim.
But is this Eilat that's...
Yeah, they changed, yes. Yes. It's really Aleph here. They changed in my Gemara also.
How did that be? Where current Eilat...
Darim.
In the south. Is that what we're talking about?
It says, see, I don't know. Could be a different Eilat.
One day long.
You're right. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the same Eilat. Or they had a different Eilat. Yeah. No, it's like the Eilat... Yeah, Eilat's really not really part of itself. The real Eilat. I don't think it's the same Eilat. You're right. So that's like too far. I argue that he says Eilat with an Ayin. And this Eilat's with the Aleph. Eilat that's today is in the south is Aleph Yud.
So is the one from the Gilead.
I know, see, I don't know if there's an Eilat, the Gilead choice is an Eilat, that Eilat. I don't know. Eilat min ha-Darim, the Akrabat min ha-Tzafay, Akrabat in the north, Lud min ha-Mayav, Lud in the west, the Yardi min ha-Mizrach, the Jordan in the east. Ula, and some say it's Rabbi Rachanan, the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Matam, what's the reason they made the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to redeem within one day? From the Torah, you're only not allowed to redeem if you're in Yerushalayim. Why can't you redeem within one day? Well, could they la'atar in order to crown Shukei, the market of Yerushalayim, the payers? So our Gemara definitely said we wanted the marketplace to be full of fruits. Like we explained, they wanted to drop the prices. Right? The Yerushalmi says the Rishad. The Yerushalmi says in order for the Nesachim. But our Gemara says it's in order to crown and boost the economy. You want there to be inflation, so you want to make sure there should be a lot of fruits in this marketplace. A lot of guys selling fruits, right? You're allowed to have anah. If you have tons of fruits to revive, you can't eat all of them. Your whole grape vineyard to revive, whole year is stuff. So you go open up stand in the marketplace in Yerushalayim, start selling. So then the price will stay low. Fine. So we see that was takon. Betani would like to the b'risa. Karam Rabbi, hurry, little Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had a vineyard of Rabbi stuff. The Mizrach Lud, which was in the east of Lud. Betan on the side of Kfar Tavi, the side of Kfar Tavi, which means if it was in the east of Lud, that means he's still within a day's boundary. Why? We said from Yerushalayim until the west, right? If you're Yerushalayim until the west, that's the boundary. So if you're in the east of Lud, which means you're still closer to Yerushalayim then, right? Yerushalayim till the west. Here's Yerushalayim. Here's the west. Correct? But here's Yerushalayim, here's the west. So if you're in the east of Lud, that means you're still within the boundary. So he thought, I have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And it was too hard for him. So what did he do? Upikesh. He wanted to make it hefker for anihim. So any poor people, they have muscle. They want to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. They could schlep it up and eat it over there. I'm making it hefker. I don't want to give it away to anybody. Some rich guy with muscles and come up with his truck, pickup truck, and take all my stuff. So I can make it hefker just for poor people. And say any poor person who wants it, they can. And tell them, by the way, this is Rabbi stuff. Go enjoy. Bring it up to Yerushalayim.
You can mock things only for poor people.
According to Beis Shammai, it really has all the Beis Shammai. It's a good question. But the hefker for only poor people is like a interesting type of hefker. But yes, Rabbi Eliezer holds the Bishamai camp, so we can't do that. But so you can't. But Rabbi Eliezer went like Bishamai. So they bring down the side of the Gemara. Fancy, super fancy Gemara brings down at the bottom. He's going to Bishamai. That you could make hefker just for Aniyim. Good? Fine. I'm going to let Tamidim. Tamidim told him, Rabbi, Kvar Nimnu Alacha Chaverecha, your Chaverim already gathered on you, meaning on this topic, right? Betiru, they already made it mutter. Since the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed already. We have no more purpose of crowning Yerushalayim, right? We don't need to make the Ganim have a better economy. Therefore, they already made a mutter. And Man Chavarecha, who are your friends? Rabbi Yechav Ezak, Rabbi Yechav Ezak is your buddy, and he already made a mutter. Him and his Sanhedrin already made a mutter. So Kavli Maran says, Taima, the reason why you no longer have to bring these fruit up to Yerushalayim was the Nimnu. Only because they gathered and they de-enacted that Takara. Dismantled. He likes to dismantle better, Fred. He disenacted your takana. Halo inimnu. But if they did not disengage your takana, light, then it wouldn't be what. So we see him here, even if your reason for your takana is gone, because we don't live in Yerushalayim anymore, there's no purpose to boost the economy for Ila Regal. We don't care about the economy, the Goyim's economy. Right? Even though the reason for the takana was gone, since it was originally made at Takana with a group, you have to dismantle it with a group. So that's what we promise to. Our Gemara wants to say the same thing. Since, the Gemara is saying that since originally that egg is Asra, the second day of Yom Tov was made with a group, therefore this Isra is still going to apply. Let's see Rashi. Lechem Arlan. What? Previous page. Please turn back to Hayam Rav. Like 11 lines in the bottom. Lech Amar Lahem. Look, come on, Mephar Shalom. Later we're going to explain Hecha Yod, how are we learning for this pasuk, our concept, that you need a minion to dismantle it. But I'm also pasuk said, B'meshach HaYevel. Also, look, come on, Mephar Shalom. Further we're going to explain how this pasuk is helping us. V'tanyo, Nami. So then we brought it, right? So also the Tzarech, minion Achalat here, that you need a new minion to make a mutter. Karim Rabbi Sha'am Ritar, the Torah says by the produce of the fourth year, Kodesh Hilulim, it should be holy. Right, where it says Hilulim, thing you praise yourself, which was referring to wine, things you say Halalah, the Gemara says, the Gemara, and we learn Gzeirah Shava, right, Gemara means Gzeirah Shava, we learn the Matas, Gemara. Kodesh, make Gzeirah Shava with the word Kodesh from Ibn Meister Sheni. The Chsiv, it's written over there by Meister Sheni, Kodesh. So there it says the word Kodesh. And so here also it says Kodesh. So since it says Kodesh by Kodesh Hilulim, by, it says the word Kodesh by Karim Rabbi. and says the word Kaddish by Meister. So therefore, we make Xeris Shava. Shetarich lahalis, you need to bring up Haperis to Yerushalayim. You need to bring up the fruits to Yerushalayim. Or lift Dyson or redeem them, Ulahalisim, and bring up Ulahalis, and bring up Hadamim, the money to Yerushalayim. Dhamim means the money to Yerushalayim. In the distance of one day b'chol tzad, in every direction, shalai yiftuhu, you're not allowed to redeem it, just like you're not allowed to redeem the payers that are in your shalayim. Ella rather, hapayers atzman, the fruit themselves, ya'alam, you have to bring them up. Yechlam sham eat them there. Because the fires will come on, like the Gemara is going to explain further on why they make this takana. Kadei la'atar, in order to crown shukei your shalayim, the marketplace of your shalayim, the payers. With fruits. So that was the takana. The takana was you have to bring, even if you're within one day's distance, there also you have to bring the fruits and you're not able to redeem. Now we said, Rabbi Eliezer had a vineyard in the east of Lud. Meaning what? Hainu, this is Bein Lud Yushalayim. This comes out, this is between the city of Lud and Yushalayim. Betuk, which is within Mahalachim, which is still within the distance of one day, which means we said from Yushalayim till Lud, which is in the west. So if you're any east of Lud, of Lud, then you're between Yerushalayim and Lud. On Rashi, the Kiddush of Aruchim, Yesh Pluktas Machlokes Chatani Netzer Revai Chatani Karmel. Like Rav Yisro was telling us before, every time he says Karmel Revai, Rashi learned that it's Machlokes and it means Karmel Revai or Netzer Revai, which means Rashi learned according to the Shita who says it's Netzer Revai, you have to bring Revai on all your also different plants, not only a vineyard. Every Mishnah which says Netzer Revai, you switch it. Every Mishnah which says Karmel Revai, according to that opinion, you switch it and you read it Netzer Revai. Which means we're referring to Revai on all these things, which means, according to him, the R Mishnah was talking about Netzer Revai. Fine. Let's turn the page. So, what happened there? Rabbi Eliezer said, I can't bring you through Shalim, it's too hard for me. Let me just make it happen to the Na'anis. Let me make it top Rashi and hey, I'm going to be. I'm going to turn another page. Yeah. Shil ketuhu heim, they should collect it. Ya'alu Yushalayim, v'yachlam shalom, let them bring it up to Yushalayim. And he's over there. Why did he do this? Why couldn't he just bring it to Yushalayim? Shalom, Allah, it was on him. Tarach, a bother, la'al Yushalayim, appears to bring the fruit up over there. It was too much of a bother for him. He said, let me make it. Hefker la'anid. Comes the, as Talmid, with all the Rebbe, your friends already grouped together, made a mutal of dice to redeem it. Ula alay stamen to bring up the money. Now Rashi says, when the world does it help you to bring it up to Yerushalayim? Now we're dealing with Rebbe Mazakis after the Churban. Right? Rebbe Mazakis is Sanhedrin after the Churban. So what do you bring it up to Yerushalayim for? You know this, Rashi? Put it to. For Aval, God, the Churban, even though it was after the destruction of Samitzush. Kasari Kadusha Rishaina Kadusha La Shaita Kitchalasamla. He holds that once the Mishamitish has Kadusha and Yerushalayim has Kadusha now and forever. Therefore, Tarach Lahalis Haperis, I had to bring up the proofs. Meaning, Rashi, by the way, the Mishamitish were after the Mishamitish was destroyed, correct? The Mishamitish was destroyed, correct? Therefore, we said the reason to bring up the proofs to make the economy better is not available anymore. We don't have that, correct? So Rashi Bhatt, so why in the world are you bring it up to Yerushalayim anymore? Right? So the Yerushalayim is destroyed. So there's a big machlekes we always had. Yerushalayim, after the Mishamitish was destroyed, did Yerushalayim retain its old that Kedusha or not? Big machlekes all over Shah. So we're saying it must be, if Rabbi Eliezer was still trying to get the page to Yerushalayim, it must be he holds Yerushalayim still yes has the same Kedusha. Right? That's it has to be. That's why he's trying to get them to Yerushalayim. Let's see. Omar Rashi. Taima, the Nimnu. The reason why we make it mutter, we're saying you don't have to bring the fruits up anymore, it's because they gather together. Ho, loy Nimnu. If they did not gather together, loy, then they will not be permitted to eat these fruits. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Even though the Melo Lessel Takataka Mice, even though the original Takat is not around anymore, because there's no Mishamik, there's no reason to try to crown Yerushalayim. The whole reason was in order to crown the Shukri Shalayim have. Who the have? That's what it was. The king the Kharam, it says it's destroyed. Ma'alanu la'atir, what do you need to crown it for? Maybe people tear it off for the guy. Even so, you still need a minion to be matter this original gzera. Even though the original reason does not apply, you still need another minion to be matter this gzera. Fine, just go ahead.
Okay.
And now we have some Ilu Nishmas. You make a scene with you.
In order to clarify what I'm going to say now, my father passed away 9 years ago. This letter, written by my mother, one of the few letters she wrote that my father didn't correct. She didn't go over all her letters because her spelling was terrible. Was written a little bit less than a year after my father died, about 8 years ago, 7 years before she died. It was written on Monday, July 30th, 2007. I don't know whether this exemplifies a living will, but I will try to write what I know. The greatest accomplishment in my life, I've named this letter What's Important in Life. So my greatest accomplishment in my life was to have four wonderful sons. They are all good, passionate, caring people. Each identified Jews with a love for Israel. Each accomplished in his way. A teacher, a healer, a chazan, and a rabbi. Bringing them up was a challenge, but the nachas I enjoyed over the years is beyond description. Marriage, as everyone knows, is a total mystery and unknown. What attracted me to my husband, Seymour, was his well-balanced, practical nature, his intelligence, his seriousness, and his keen sense of humor. We were both penniless and began our lives together as World War II broke out with $200 from our wedding gifts. We moved from Brooklyn, New York, where our parents lived, to Belmar, New Jersey, where we were both employed by the government. After a year and a half, Seymour, that's my father, enlisted into the army. I became the wandering wife, finding a room to live in and employment on every army base where he was stationed. Throughout our lives, we did everything together, traveling to Israel every year to visit our family, that's me and my family, then spending a week in different European countries. In retrospect, our Shabbatot and Yom Tovim were the most beautiful and meaningful occasions in our lives. After our seuda, after our meal, we could sit at the table for hours singing zimirot and Israeli songs. Our lives were filled with music. Now, I dread Friday night because I sing by myself and cry, except when I have company. I have been blessed with 10 grandchildren and 11, at the time she died, 19, great-grandchildren, and 63 and a half years with my dear husband, Seymour. I have enjoyed classical music all my life, and it helps me to get through the days. Dear God, my mother always talked to God. I have prayed and sung to you all my life, and now I am ready to meet you and to be reunited with my dear husband and friend, Shimshon Zeli. Thank you for a good life. My prayer is for peace on this earth now, and that mankind should not know of war anymore. Celia Cyril Krieger. My mother would daven every morning. She davened for about 45 minutes, and as the years went on, it increased to about an hour. And I asked her, I said, Mama, I said, as we get used to the davening, it should go faster. How come it goes slower? How come it takes you longer? And she answered me, she said, well, I reached an age where I say it's tefillah, and I don't remember whether I said it or not. And instead of skipping over it, I repeat it sometimes. She would end her tefillah by singing a song. It was a song that we sang to her when she died at the funeral ceremony. This morning, when I was in Beit Knesset, Tfilah Fitch, and there's a guy who sits in the corner, he announces, reminds everyone that tomorrow morning the Tfilah is beginning. We're going to begin at 6:30. Chairs are limited, so please come on time. When he finished, for some reason, he sang Mi Ha'isha Chafetz Chaim. That was the song that my mother sang every morning when she finished her tefillah. That's basically what I have to say. But that's what happened this morning. My mother, I told you, would speak to God. She began when she was a young age, about 10 years old, and she had a sick aunt. And she began praying for her, and as years went on, she started praying for other people. When my father died, she put up his picture on the wall, and she would talk to him every day. When my brother passed away, she would also speak to him. I visited her about a month before she died, and I told her that, I said, Mom, you know, in Breslov, we also talk to God. We also talk to tzaddikim, even dead ones. And I said, I plan to speak to you too, after you pass away. She looked at me, and she smiled, and she said, I don't know if you hear my answers. Yeah.